friends. This is a special schus leinish with Mar's Esther Basu Shmuel. So sab Mar Bim Barasi she yichyu the schus nachget Basu Bchaim Tzvi Bracham Samchol Masayde Bcholim Veileha the schus Blumadav Bas Chanat Dina Bracham Samchol Masayde Bcholim Veileha schus Shein Dchanav Bas Malka Bracham Samchol Masayde Bcholim Veileha and Rashi Dem Peshet Dina Bracham Basachah Bchol Masay Yadav. We're continuing our series of shiurim in the Torah of the Holy Rugged Shever Gaon. And we are in the Pirkei Mavo on Sefer Shmos of the Tzavnas Paneach. And here he asks the following question. When you have something added on to something, does this addition change the essence of the item? Or does it remain as it was before? And it just has an added part, but it doesn't change the essence. There's a Gemara in Zvochim on page 18b that tells us a machlokes about a garment, a five-cornered garment. Is a five-cornered garment chayv in tzitzis or not chayv in tzitzis? There are two opinions. Three, definitely not. But what about a five-cornered garment? So according to one opinion, five-cornered garment is beseder, because five includes four. The other opinion holds, no, it's not beseder. And the Gemara explains that their machlokes is mar savar, yes or commanda isay dummy. Opinion says no good, holds that the five is like it is. And the other opinion holds commanda lesay dummy, that five is like it's, that the added one is like it's not. The fifth corner is commanda lesay, meaning, as the Ragu Chavar explains, is five a davar chadash, and that's what it means, yes or commanda isay. It's like a whole new zach, it's a whole new thing. And therefore, the tzitzis are puzzle. And the other pain says, no, it's commanda lesay. It's kamisha eno. And five is like four. Because it's not a whole new zach. It's four plus one. Four in an addition. But it's not pshat that it's a completely new mitzis. A completely new mitzis is not chayv in tzitzis. Because the Torah says, al arba kanfos ksusecha. So question is, what is this addition? Does it make it a new mitzias, and then it's not chayv in tzitzis? Or does it not make it a new mitzias, and it is chayv in tzitzis? Is it a new thing, or is it 4 plus 1? Another Gemara, this one in Makkos, page 23. Tanu Rabbanan Makkah Rabbah. It says, Abraham Yakena B'lo Yosef, Pen Yosef Lakoso, Alela Makkah Rabbah. Don't add any makarabah on this hakah, on this malchus. So the Gemara says, "Ainly ala makarabah makamuetis minayin." I only know makarabah. What about a makamuetis? Meaning, don't add a lot of makas. What about a small number? Tamalom lo Yosef. Don't add anything. Any makah, not more than 39. Aye, so then what do you need makarabah for? If you now even add a makamuetis, what do you need makarabah for? This teaches you that the first ones were called a Makkah Rabbah. So, as the Ragu Chavar understands this in the Tzafnas Paneach and Madura Tinyana, page 98, Kevin Shehosif, Nishtana Mahus Kola Malkus, Vekulan Hain Makkah Rabbah Velo Malkus. This means, Liman Al Shonas, it teaches you that the earlier ones are a Makkah Rabbah. This means that when you add, the earlier ones were also added makos. And it's a new minion. It's like, it's not pshat that you gave 39 plus 1. It's pshat that you gave 40 extra ones, also the Rishonim Rishalokadin. So again, here you see the addition makes for a new mahus, for a new mitzias, a new essence. Kiyotze bazeh, another example from the Talmud. Omer of Ada Barahava lo pater of Yudel at Sad Hadoshiba. Aval Tzad Tamus Bimakoma Omedes. What does this mean? That we only pater the Tzad of Muad, but with the Tzad of being a Tam stays in place. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Tam needs extra special Shemira, and a muad needs a minimal amount of shmira. However, if a muad was mazik, let's say a muad was mazik, and you guard the muad a shmira pechusa. Now, for a muad, a shmira pechusa is enough. So as far as the muad part of the animal goes, you're cool. But it's also a tam, which means a shmira meula. So for that, for not guarding a shmira meula, you're chai for the tamus, a chatzi nezek, mitzat tamus shebo. So you see, lo patariya letzat hadah shebo, but not the tzat tamus. In other words, that this addition of being a muad doesn't change the essence. It's a tam plus a muad. And then the Gemara says, no. Muad legamrei lo mishkachas beit sa tamas klal. That there is a shinui in the mahus, and if a muad does harm, if a muad gores, then you don't even have to pay for the tzat tamus because it's a new metzias. So according to the first stat in the Gemara, it remains a tam, just an addition. It's also a muad, so it needs shmira pechusa for being a muad, but it needs shmira mula for being a tam. And if you didn't do shmira mula, excellent shmira, then you're chayv chatzi nezek. And the Gemara turns out and says, no, really, you can say there's a shinui be'atzim hus, and this is a new inyan, a new zach. Amazing, and therefore he's pater on, there's no tzat tamas at all, and if he's pater al tzmua, then he's completely pater. Or, as the Rugged Shava writes in Safnas Paneach ala Torah, Kohen Gadol im yesh bo gam din Kohen Hedyot. Does a Kohen Gadol have a din Kohen Hedyot? Is a Kohen Gadol a Kohen Hedyot plus, or is a Kohen Gadol a new metzias? So we have a Gemara in Meseches Kiddushin and of Ayin Zayin Omid Beis. The Gemara there says, Tanya, we learn a Braisa. Lo Yomar, don't say Grusha, but Kohen Gadol, that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Grusha. You don't have to tell me that. Why not? Because I could figure it out on my own. And I'll say the following. If a Kohen Hedyot is a Sura to a Grusha, if a Kohen Hedyot is forbidden to be with a Grusha, certainly a Kohen Gadol Mabaya, certainly a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be with a Grusha. Lama Namra. So why does the Torah tell us in Isser Grusha, Gam LeKohen Gadol, to teach you, Keshem Shechaluka Grusha Mizona V'Chalala B'Kohen Hedyot, the Torah writes two Isurim, separate Isurim, Yishal Zona V'Chalala Yikachu, Yishal Grusha V'Yishal Yikachu, to teach you that if she's a Zona and a Grusha and a Chalala, she gets separate Malkos for being a Grusha, so too, Chaluka B'Kohen Gadol, so too, by Kohen Gadol, she's no different. She also gets he also gets double malchus. Pshita, what? Migra gara? Is he any less? Meaning Rashi. Already when he was a hedger, he has two lavim. So when he's a Kohen Gadol, is he any different? So what do you see? You see that the Tosefis Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol doesn't change his essence. He still remains a hedyot, plus the extra kedusha. But if you're going to be chayiv separately on the zona and the grusha when he's a kohen hedyot, avada, the same will apply to when he's a kohen gadol. We find this also in the Gemara in Menachos on page 78a. Amar v'chiz, the kohen gadol miskarev l'avoda. When a kohen gadol starts doing his avoda, he needs to bring two esranos ha'efa, two minchas of a tenth of an epha, one for his to anoint him as being Kohen Gadol, and one as a chinuch to be Kohen Gadol. Echad lihimashcho, one is to anoint him to be Kohen Gadol, and one is a chinuch to be an inauguration to be Kohen Gadol. And Mar Bar Rav Ashi says, no, he needs to bring three Esronos Eifer. And the Gemara says, they're not arguing. Ha, that the Rav Chisda said he brings two Esronos. It's talking about the Avod Avodah, Kshira Kohen Hedyot. So when he already did the Avodah, when he was a Kohen Hedyot. And that Mar Bar Rav Ashi says he brings three, is when he didn't do Avodah, when he was a Kohen Hedyot, so he has to bring another Esaron for his Chinuch, Ba'avodah Kohen. So, if he already worked as a Kohen, what's a Kohen Gadol? What's a Kohen Gadol? It's Kohen Hedyot plus. So if he already brought his Kohen Hedyot Asiri Se'efa, then he doesn't have to bring one now when he becomes Kohen Gadol. But if he hasn't yet brought his Kohen Hedyot Asiri Se'efa, so now he has to bring his Kohen Gadol Asiri Se'efa for that chinuch. And then he also has to bring his Kohen Gadol Asiri Se'efa for that chinuch, to inaugurate him for that. It's not a nuzach that if you're just starting, you've never done a avodah before, now you become Kohen Gadol. You bring one Asiri Se'efa for your being Kohen Gadol, and that's it. You don't need to bring anything for being Kohen Hedyot. Because you also do, because it's Kohen Gadol, it's another floor. You're Kohen Hedyot. For that you have to make sure in the past you brought a Asiri Se'efa. And if you didn't, you have to bring it now. And you also bring your Asiri Se'efa for being Kohen Gadol. Awesome. As Rabbeinu writes in his Lashon and Safnas Paneach Madura Tinyana on page 182, Chazina Dave Shnei Shemos Pratim, Dave Beis Shemos Pratim. They're two separate names. Shem Kohen Hedyot, and on top of that, a Shem Kohen Gadol. And we find an interesting machlokes. Avneto shel Kohen Gadol, lo zeh avneto shel Kohen Hedyot. We have one opinion in the Gemara that they have two different avnates. One is of kalayim, and one is of boots. And the other opinion says no, they have the same avnate. So if you hold they have a different avnate, then it's a different mahus. But if you say they have the same avnate, then maybe it's the same mahus. And, you know, you just got an upgrade. But it's the same avnate. Because they're essentially the same. Right? She says, Shneim shel kalayim. If he's, according to one opinion, Kohen Gadol's kalayim and Kohen Hedyot is boots, is linen. And according to the other opinion, they're both kalayim. The machlokas is, is he a different essence? If he's different essence, different avnei. Not different essence, not different avnei. Not different avnei. Similar idea about adding, does it change the essence? We find in the Talmud, in Maseches Sukkah, on page 2a, Gemara says, Rav Amarei Halacha, how do you know that Sukkah that's higher than 20 amos is going to be pasul? Because it says in the Torah, B'sukkas teishu shivas yamim. B'sukkas teishu shivas yamim. You have to sit in the sukkah for 7 days. All 7 days, says Rava, you have to leave your diras keva, and you have to sit in a diras arai. So until 20 amos, you make your diras arai, a temporary dwelling. After 20 amos, it's a diras keva. So Abai says, wait a second, if you make walls of iron and you put tzchach, it's not going to be a sukkah. That sounds pretty keva to me. You want a tain, it's no good. He says, no, this is what I mean. Until 20 amos, then you make your dira sarai. It doesn't even matter if you make it a diras keva, you're also yotze. But above 20, that's the type of dira that's a diras keva. Even if you make it a diras sarai, you're also not a yotze. But it has to be what type of dira. If a dira is up to 20 amos, then it's diras keva, diras sarai no matter what. And if it's higher, then it's diras keva no matter what. Rashi, divadei yesh b'chal keva arai, v'reyose ketorah, l'akorcha l'akbid etorah l'arai, el'shem shir. Included in keva is also arai. A temporary dwelling is included in a permanent dwelling. A permanent dwelling is a temporary dwelling plus. So even if you make a permanent dwelling, you're cool, because you made a temporary dwelling. So why does it say temporary? To give a shear that it can be 20, that it's up to 20. So according to Rava, this addition doesn't change the essence, it just adds. Included in Keva is Arai, because in Keva includes everything. Keva includes even temporary, and therefore it can be Keva. It doesn't bother us that it's Keva. And the fact that it says Arai is just to tell us a shear, that it could only be the type of deer that's made Keva, that's made Arai, which is up to 20 amas. Okay, so you see the same logical construct. We continue on, and we go to a philosophical idea, and that is, says Rabbeinu in the Safnas Panech, Madur Tinyan over there. Page 182, I believe. Look at the Mor Nevuchim. If the flesh of a donkey and an animal are equal to a person, in other words, is the living being of a person the same as an animal, and he just has an added seichel? So is a person an animal plus? Is a person an animal plus? Or no? Gam b'chol advarim hu gadol. In all things he's a gadol. Meaning a person is a completely different metzias than an animal. The lashon of the Mora, and it's psicha rechelek aleph. I recommend, this is not from that edition, but I recommend the rabbi... The professor Schwartz, Michael Schwartz, Alav Shalom edition. He's an awesome Mor Nevuchim. Great, best translation into Hebrew. Lo yadam nimshach. This is the lashon Amar. Lo yadam nimshach achar bem yusel levad. Ritzoni lomar chomer shelo. Chomer adam akarav uchomer shaar balei chayim akarav. So we're very similar to animals. So don't go after your animalism because you're similar to animals. And therefore, if you don't follow your seichel, so basically you're an animal. Now, even afterwards, it says in Tehillim, Nimshal kebehemos nidmu. Adem yikar bal yavin, Nimshal kebehemos nidmu. Sometimes a person can be do maise behema. But that doesn't mean that animals and human beings are one, because we were created differently. Right, we have two Yetziris in the Torah. So the Shita of Plato is that we all come from the same place. And we're just a human being plus with a Seichel. And the Rambam says that that's Apikorsis, the Shita of Plato. To say that we're the same Geder, because we know that we have two different Yetziris. So on one hand, our Chomer is similar to the animal's Chomer. And if we follow our Chomer, we're very much like the animals. But fundamentally speaking, we are different than animals because we were created separately, and we were created B'Tzelem Elokim, and the Greeks, many of them believe that the world is Kadum. And this Deya says that Chomer Kadmon Keshabah Kelatov L'Vro Tzelem Matzel Fonum Chomer Mitzvus Kadur Shalim. So you have this Chomer, this original form, and then everything was created from that. So animals and human beings are the same. But we don't believe that. We believe that animals, the world is mechudish, bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim ves haaretz, and memela, when man was created separately from animals, therefore man is fundamentally different than animals. But again, you follow your chomer too much, so then you're definitely, in our chomer, we're very much like animals. I heard that, you know, human beings are like, you know, 98% the same as monkeys. So we have to remember that besides the Elokai Neshemesh and Asata B'Tahorei, we're really not so far from animals. We better be careful not to live like that. All right, so Baruch Hashem, we covered some ground over here in the Heilige Torah HaRugged Shavar. Obviously, these Shiurim and the Rugged Shavar can just go on forever, and they keep publishing more and more. And we have loads of different things we're involved with, so we don't have time to do only Ragat Shavar, but every time we do, it's mamish super geschmack. So please stay tuned for future Ragat Shavar Shiurim, and thank you so much for listening. Other Shiurim as well, and we should be zochet to really understand Torah in the original and brilliant way that Moreinu, the Ragat Shavar, did. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.